When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from Major League Baseball, golf, NBA, the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Ramon Foster Show. He's Ramon in Hendersonville, Tennessee. 11 years starting guard in the National Football League, all 11 of those for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. I'm in Ottawa, capital of Canada, for those of you who aren't all that cultured. You know, Ottawa is the capital of Canada. It's in Ontario, and it sits right on the border of Ontario and Quebec, and it's half English-speaking and half French-speaking, which is actually really cool.
That is really cool, man. Do they beef against one another? Do they have a whole lot of that?
Here.
They're together in harmony, huh? Like a real good team, huh?
It's truly bilingual, like a really – wait. I see where you're going.
You saw where I was going.
Moan, you want to talk about being a really good team? Let's do that.
Let's do that. Do we want to start now? You want to wait till a little bit? Because it's probably going to be a boring show, DK. There's not a whole lot to talk about.
It probably is, but maybe I can ask you, as someone who's been part of a really good team for 11 years with the Steelers, if you were bringing in somebody from the outside who had just been paid $110 million in cap hit by two, not one, by two other employers to just go away, how would you react?
I'd have some red flags, some questions I have to ask. I'd have to inquire from a lot of different people. I'm talking about players. I'm talking about head coaches. I'm talking about position coaches. I'm talking about his agent. And I may even want to talk to a close friend or something like that, man, just to see what the deal was. That was my biggest question. As it pertains to Michael here, says, the Russell Wilson Show. We're here. We're talking about good teams, too, and I can acknowledge good teams usually have really good quarterbacks. Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati think they have a good one. Buffalo, there's a lot of teams that have good quarterbacks. Heck, the Browns paid for one, right? And that's where I am right there. Here we go. DK, fascinating. When we talked about it last Thursday, when you said – we're about to do it. Now you got me going. Is everybody in here? Okay.
Everybody's ready. Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You're going to need this today.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have all kinds of stuff to talk about, you know?
Yeah,
this isn't going to be one of those who had the best nickname of all time type of shows.
No, we ain't got that. Before we go any further, though, man, y'all hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Share it. Send it to a friend. All those types of things. But we got to like it. That's the easiest thing we can ask you to do, DK.
Russell Wilson, of course, has announced that he is signing with the Steelers. Since then, the figure that's been put out there is 1 year at the NFL vet minimum.
1.2 million.
1.2. And that's a deal that I think on its face, anybody would take. You'd be nuts not to. However, that has not been my opposition to this. It's not, oh, wow, look at the value. Of course, it's a wonderful value. If whatever it was that chased him out of Denver and whatever it was that chased him out of Seattle before that isn't a factor. And I have a kind of a hard time with that. I also have kind of a hard time with at least the concept, Moan, that because he is who he is, he's just going to walk in and be the starter. When you hear everyone from the owner on down saying competition, 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 the first thing they do is blow up the competition that they were going to have, because there's no way Mason Rudolph's going to be here. And realistically, there's no way Kenny Pickett's going to get that job. So what happened here?
I've seen this come up, and I like all comments, DK, when it comes down to stuff. But here's one from Tora. So those are the biggest two-faced liars, especially when it comes to Mason Rudolph. Tora, I've heard that be said numerous times today. And the one thing I'm going to always tell y'all is this. It is a business. I think a lot of people are starting to realize this side of it because it's affecting you somewhat as a fan because you thought one thing and it went the other way. Here's a quick little pro tip. Players go through this all the time, and it sucks because it's so many different layers to this Russ Wilson. And by the way, congratulations to him, okay? Let me just say this. To your point, robbing the NFL team the way he has right now and also saying, guess what? I'll go somewhere and only play for $1.2 million, which is nothing to sneeze at. Anyway, we're talking about this. And nobody's going to feel sorry for the Broncos or Russell Wilson through all of this. But this is also – this happens to players often. You get undercut. Mason is undercut right now when it comes down to him having a bargaining chip to negotiate with another team. And the other side of that, Kenny's cut his legs. I mean, this cuts Kenny's legs from underneath them also. Yeah.
He has 100%. Kenny has no chance.
He will have one. I'll say this, but realistically, when I mention backup quarterbacks, what do I always try to bring up, DK? You can't go after one of those dudes. You can't go after a loud backup. We saw Cam Newton say what? And people said, no, you think more high of yourself. Cam Newton said, I can't be signed to somewhere as a backup because I'm too prominent of a player. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's true. Cam is a competitor. Russell Wilson is a competitor. I saw this circulating on my algorithm this past weekend, DK, after our Thursday show. Remember I made the statement. I said what? I said if you sign Russell Wilson, if I'm Kenny Pickett, I ask for a trade. Did I not say that this past week? So much so that somebody else picked that up and ran with it on social media. And I was like, Russ is not there to sit. Russ is there to prove himself to why he's a player again. Russ is there to also clean up whatever image that he has as far as locker room, ownership, or personality. He's on a prove-it tour right now, and if he proves to do well for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he may end up being your quarterback for maybe two more years after this. This is what you're running yourself into. So, yes, I said if Russell Wilson is signed to Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett should ask for a trade. Yep. That's no longer his job. You were one of the first ones, DK, to say this when it comes down to business. Don't listen to this. As the people that are watching
watch what they do.
You said don't listen to lip service, DK. As you drink your water, what do you say we listen to?
I say you watch what they do.
That's exactly
what happened here. Sergio comes in and says, DK, don't be a party pooper. You're always positive. There's no way we're losing with the Russ acquisition. We get this play $1.2 million. Yeah, I just did. Okay. It's not about the money. It's not about the value. It's what happens. It's the disruption with everything else that I have a problem with and the voluminous baggage that comes with someone who's been paid $110 million by two very different teams to go away. Just be gone. Take our $39 million fixies. We'll be happy to see you in another uniform. Yeah. And then Justin Bosley says he wishes, yeah, I mean, I'd be okay with that too. Yeah. I'd love to annoy somebody that much that they'd give me $110 million to go away. That's not being a party pooper. It has nothing to do with being positive or negative. Yeah. Okay, if you want to look at it from a different standpoint, I was positive about the quarterback play at the last four games of last season. Yeah. That was pretty positive, right?
Yeah, it was. Mason's
28 years old. Kenny's 25. You had an opportunity between one of those two to maybe develop something. What you do right here is you just go shoop like that.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. So here's the positivity in that. Jax, bring it up. Jax Flett, low risk, high reward. You're only paying them one.
Yeah.
That is. And here's my thing. So
everybody's all excited about it. Can I just say this, Moan? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Everybody's all excited about the savings. It's the quarterback position.
Yeah.
This is the one position you don't want to save money on. The Steelers are going to be paying a grand total of $6 million to their quarterback room. That's farcical in the modern NFL.
Now, let me go on the other side of what Jax has going on right here. Low risk, high reward potential. Potential. So my stance on it is this, y'all. is both of these guys is the guy till you get the next guy. That's where I stand in this conversation. Do I think Russ has some ability to play? Yeah, I do. Do I question, okay, why didn't they throw over the middle more? Of course, the amount of sacks that you end up taking with a guy like him, he can get down. But, of course, when you mention that backyard style of ball, I'm not sure if Arthur Smith wants or warrant that. Will it have to be more time? Will Russ be a guy that will allow himself to have more structure? Sean Payton is a dude to me that I think plays both sides. I think he wants it his way and how he wants it. But if you're that type of guy, I think he is a dude that will work with you. Why he's choosing not to work with Russell Wilson as far as Sean Payton is concerned, I have questions on that. But here's the other side of it for me, to where I use that potential that Robert had earlier, right, is this for me. Respectfully, and I love Pittsburgh, DK, and I know how you feel about the city of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is not Atlanta, Miami, Houston, Nashville, New York, LA, Vegas. There is nothing for Russ to do in Pittsburgh but to play football. So if you want to reset your career and get back on the field, Latrobe is way out by itself. The city of Pittsburgh doesn't have a crazy nightlife as far as I'm concerned. I'm not even sure if the South Side is as crazy as it once was. So if you're coming to reset your career and play football as a veteran and conform to the ways of the way that organization operates, there may be a high P word potential for what Russell Wilson's legacy is in Pittsburgh. But again, we had this conversation for a while about is Kenny the guy or not on this podcast and in a lot of different other formats. I told you then he's not the guy. That ain't no slight at him, but all the moves that they've showed over the last 6 months, DK, not even net long, has proven to us publicly that he's not. Who in this chat, and we see all the comments coming in right now, it's over 750 in here. With the moves that was made as far as Kenny being healthy and not getting his spot back at the last four or five games of the season, and this Russell Wilson move, even for $1.2 million, do you still believe that Kenny is the franchise moving forward?
I lost a lot of faith in Kenny over the past year. I had mulligans lined up from here back to the border, okay? And I was ready to go along with, let's see what he's got, especially after the preseason.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not a matter of, oh, you changed your mind about Kenny. No, man, after the preseason, I was singing just like everybody else. I mean, there was no reason not to. We didn't have a precedent for why not to. Season started, things got rough. Put Mitch in there and things got catastrophic. Then you had the final four games and you had a quarterback come in and carry you into the playoffs, and that just came moan with no value to these guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to phrase that. There's some kind of block with them, okay? Or it's just Mike Tomlin. It might just be Tomlin.
You never know. I think let's say this too.
The hot hand.
The hot hand. It seems that hand is going to be in a different city right now. I'll even say this. I almost feel like Mason will be back before Kenny will, in some sense, if you're telling me they're going to trade Kenny away. Like, those are the options that you have at this point. Because to be so young and to have a veteran dude like that sign and going into year three for you, that doesn't show much faith. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. And I know I know Arthur Smith has come out and said, we're going to work with him. And I'm excited to work with Kenny. But here's the thing, too. I don't want to make this a Kenny thing, okay? I want to make this somewhat of a Russell Wilson in comparison to what's going on. Russell, in the last couple of years, has thrown for a lot of touchdowns.
And very few interceptions.
But that's also coming at the sacrifice of just taking sacks and not throwing the ball away, too.
And not throwing over the middle. And having the most passes behind the line of scrimmage of any quarterback in the NFL. You know what that sounds like to me, Moan?
Talk to me, DK.
Most passes behind the line of scrimmage, not throwing over the middle, holding onto the ball too long. That's the Matt Canada offense.
That can't thrive in today's NFL.
That's the stuff that was getting quarterbacks booed
on
the field at Acrisure Stadium. It was the plays. It was the types of plays. It was all the jet sweeps and stuff like that. And in the days when Russell Wilson was still himself, before he declined over these past three seasons, in the days when he was still that guy that a lot of people still just remember from the Seattle, you know, the glory period there.
Yeah.
He could get away with that because he could hold it and he could take off. Or he could hold it and improvise like crazy. Now he doesn't do that.
No.
Okay. Like, just don't take my word for it. Go read the scouts out stuff today. Go look at the tape yourself or read to people who know how to watch that stuff. And they'll tell you the exact same thing. That's why Mark Schlereth called his play this past season garbage. He said that was his word, not mine. He said, you look at the play, you look at what's on tape, and you can look at the numbers, and there's just, it's night and day. We know exactly how he did what he did. And it's not something that works with the Arthur Smith offense specifically.
No,
at
it
all.
Doesn't.
At all. Where are the tight ends, Mo? They're in the middle of the field.
Or he likes that drop back play action over the middle. I'm talking about loves it. Those crossing routes across the middle where I've seen A.J. Brown here in Nashville take 160 yards. He loves that type of play right there. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? For me, it's this. If Russell Wilson wants to re-emerge as a guy that's a threat in this league, he's got to learn new tricks. You can't have Pete Carroll and Sean Payton both pretty much give you the golden boot out of city. And the only reason that thing is golden is because you got hundreds of millions of dollars to do that, DK. And from that, at least in one of those situations, Geno Smith proved to be the better quarterback in somewhat of the same system.
Because somebody gave him a chance.
Now, I'm saying all that to say this. I'm cautious when it comes down to what Russell Wilson's capable of doing because he hasn't done that in the last three, 4 years, other than the stats, what the stats are saying. The wins and losses is somewhat is very questionable. Again, I don't know if it was Sean Payton just simply not wanting to work with Russ. I don't know if Russ's teammates disliked him because he was somewhat of a goober. I met with somebody this weekend here in Nashville that's a former teammate of Russ. And here's what was said about him, okay?
Okay.
He said this about him. Say, you know everything that – and he was his teammate in Seattle. He said, you know what the issue was? It's like, it wasn't Russ. He was like, there was a lot of jealousy behind those dudes that did not like Russ. Said he was a dude that guys felt like they didn't understand why he was getting all that praise because it was the defense or the reasons why they were winning. Most times when you're in a position as the quarterback and you rise above everybody else because of the stardom and because we all love the quarterback, right? He's like, Russ not a bad locker room guy. Russ is a great teammate. Said a lot of the hate that comes his way, and I said, let me guess. I said, was it because he was a goober? Just kind of, you don't know what kind of guy he is. A goober is just one of those dudes that can't really fit into the circle, but he's in the circle because of how important he is or because his dad is a big donor to the school or because, hey, that guy might have a hot sister or something like
funny.
That. Yeah, he's a
I've
goober.
I've never heard of this in my life.
You know, like he's a goober type. Like, he'll come into the circle and he can't tell a great joke and he can't just be a dude. And you get a lot of bad flack behind that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're cool because of that thing you do. And you play really good football. And we like you because of that. We don't really need you around here trying to control the circle and stuff. Like, leave that to us. We got this. You just be quiet and ride the boat with us. That's Russell. That's what I heard. The idea that him and...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
And those guys in Seattle weren't great, from my understanding, was true. But as far as him being a great teammate, being a really good worker, like wants to win, that's there. Now, what's happened since going to Denver or that last year, because him and that dude didn't share the last year together, or one of those dudes, like, I don't know what's happened. But I got a different story from one of his dudes that said, nah, that's not the case. So is it in him to be a great teammate, great locker room guy, an amazing player? I think it's there. But it's just that, DK. What's potential? It's stuff that we haven't seen yet. Can he do it again?
Right. And he's going to turn 36 in November. And I haven't seen too many storylines change that dramatically in a short period. We obviously had probably one of the more powerful examples, though, of an exception when Michael Vick came to the Steelers. By every account, including in the locker room, he was a, and you can tell me because you were sitting right next to the dude, okay? You know, that he was able to convince everybody in there that he wasn't that guy anymore, that his time that he served and everything else, you know, that he had dealt with it and he had dealt with it in an appropriate manner. So it's not like it's without precedent, right?
It is. And Clarence brings up, Clarence, we got to get you a membership. What are you doing here? Comment good comments like that. And you over there at the uncle's table. We're going to start shaming y'all again, okay? But Clarence says, Moan, did you just call Russ Urkel? Urkel was a cool dude, though. Like, you don't mind having Urkel around? He can play. Urkel had strong benefits. And I think Russ can play ball if he shows that he's going to pass over the middle, not take crazy sacks, get rid of the ball when you need him to, and not trying to save his completion percentage. Okay? And here's the thing. Mark, again, you too need to get a membership, my brethren. Okay? Mark says the guy is 36. I can't see his future in Pittsburgh. That's the thing. On this network, we've said what? Even when it comes down to Kenny, Mason, or Russ,
we've said this. They have to win this season. Yep.
These are the guys that's going to get you to the next one. And I even said when it comes down to Mason's situation, you might get a three-year deal max. That's not franchise guy. Even with Kenny, Kenny still hasn't proven to be the dude. So why did you bring in Russ? Yes. We have consistently said that, DK. We have. On this network, when it comes down to these three and even four, when you throw in Mitch Trubisky, who went back to his old team.
Yeah, let's get ready for the only segment that really matters. All right, we can do that.
I thought we've been doing that. Okay, but either way, it's Hey Mon. We'll be
no. Right. This is where they ask. Remember, that's how the segment works.
For sure. My bad, y'all. I went on my soapbox. Right. Let's do it. Hey Mon.
At DK Pittsburgh Sports, we take pride in coverage that connects our city's fans to their favorite teams. Now, that connection's stronger than ever. Introducing our all-new state-of-the-art app. Find expert inside reporting and original podcasts. Check live box scores. Track the latest stats. Chat it up with our community of thousands of fans, all in one place. The new app from DK Pittsburgh Sports. Coverage that connects.
Yeah, I get a lot of stuff here. I'm looking through the comments here, even during the commercial, and I see a lot of stuff about being positive or be positive. Now the Steelers have made the decision. We all have to be positive about it. Now you just have to say what you think.
Yeah.
That's all. It's not about being positive or negative. Really, does it feel that way for you, Moan? Does it feel like do you ever come on here and think, boy, I've got to be positive and lift everybody's spirits about something?
No, because that's the thing, man. If we came on here and told you guys stuff that wasn't true, or we wanted you to feel good.
Or that we
didn't
believe.
Yeah, or we didn't believe. Y'all would call us out on that crap. The reason y'all are saying that is because I hope we're hitting you with some real strong facts about how what I've heard from other guys about Russ. When we talk about Kenny, when we talk about Mason, when we talk about the Steelers, like we posted a second ago, and it sounds crazy to see this, but I don't want to say you were gaslit or that you were lied to your face when it came down to the commitment from the Steelers to Kenny.
Yep.
But we put that up there in the fact that, look, you should somewhat probably feel that way. You thought it was going to be Kenny or Mason, and you got Russ.
The head coach was asked if he believed that the quarterback, the Steelers quarterback for 2024, was going to be in that building, was already under that roof. His answer, without hesitation, authoritatively, was yes, which I really didn't expect coming because I'm not sure what he had to gain from saying that in advance. Allie wants to know, do we know how much Mason asked for? Yes, we actually do. It hadn't happened yet. You're seeing numbers that are out there or whatever. I'm here to tell you that they hadn't had those negotiations yet. He was waiting for the Steelers to make an offer. The offer didn't come.
That's essentially what it is. I'll just let, yeah, you're right, DK, on that one, 100%.
So you were going to see people trying to invent stuff and whatever else here. That didn't happen.
And the other thing is, for that deal like that too, that cut out all negotiations for Mason. It did. When you sign a guy like Russ for $1.2 million,
then you have a first round pick in the fold. Yeah, it's over.
There's no leverage for Mason to even negotiate with the Steelers. If Mason wants to come in more than just $4 million a year, Mason, we ain't got to do that. We don't. We got Russ. Like, that's where you are right there. No, so we don't know what he asked for. And I doubt a deal probably came across other than the fact that they want to talk to him and said that they would. Insane.
Randy Wagner just throws in a nice line here. He says, Moan, you have no idea how many times when we meet Steelers fans abroad, we tell them about this awesome show many times over. We're really proud of the people that we have on the other side of the planet or wherever, you know, including up here in Canada. Lots here in Canada that we hear from on a regular basis. Ever since I said I was in Ottawa doing this show, I've seen two or three people immediately say, oh, yeah, I'm just down the road. Hey, you know,
that's really cool.
I
got a good question right here, man. From Rob. Rob says this. Why do the Steelers feel allergic to having stability at the quarterback position? We said this was going to be the case. You had seven for so long. However, the scouting went into Ben, and also, of course, the way the team was built too. The issues that you have is the team isn't, the team isn't strong enough to help build up a quarterback over time the way Ben had that time. You had a monstrous defense with a few Hall of Famers, or at least Steeler Hall of Famers, Ring of Honor guys on teams that helped Ben grow. You hit on guys like Plexico. You hit on guys like Santonio. You hit on guys like having a bus around and then having Fast Willie Parker around, having Marvell Smith. Your team isn't like that right now. That's why it's so hard to find a quarterback with stability. That's why when you talk about building this team up, Rob, it may have to start from the inside out, because it's one thing that those teams had with a young quarterback, a very stable OL, a monstrous defense, and weapons. Can you confidently say that, excluding Cam, Minka, and TJ? No. Who offensively do you have that you say that is a leader type? You had Bussey. You had Marvell. You had Kendall. You had Hardings. Think about the dude. You had even a young Plex. Think about the Hines. Think about the guys we're naming here. You have no room for growth for quarterbacks when you don't have a strong team. So that's why you go try to get a guy like Russ that maybe you give Kenny a shot. And from Kenny, will be benched at some point, because here's the thing. Unless he shows that type of growth, you guys booed a friggin' offensive coordinator at soccer games and in the stadium that he was occupying because he was bad for a stretch of games. Now, what happens, DK? God, I hate him on this soapbox again. What happens, okay, when Kenny goes out in week one and week two, he's throwing for 50% and he's probably got one touchdown and two interceptions? We want Russ, or let Russ cook. That's what happened. Allergic to a quarterback? I can agree with you. Finding one is hard as heck. It is. And that's why I also say this too, right, wrong, and indifferent, whether he's lying to us or whether he's making us drink the Kool-Aid. When it comes down to rebuilding, reshaping, resurfacing stuff, having at least some common item of stability, as far as Mike T goes, might be beneficial until either you get past that threshold of finding your quarterback or he just simply gets fired. Those are the options you have. The same thing that went on with the Rams, right? Or the same way you saw Andy Reid keep, Smith for a while, and then he finally got Patrick. Sometimes it's just a waiting game until you get strong enough to make your next move. That's why. All right, I'm done. Okay, questions, DK.
Jake says, hey, Mo, and I've been meaning to ask this forever, but I'm never live. Do you know when an NFL team makes a trade in the draft, do they have some idea who the team that they're trading with wants to pick typically? In other words, do they want to know why that team wants to move up and take your pick? Or, no?
Absolutely not.
I couldn't see that either. And actually, I'll take it further. I don't think they care.
I think they know what positions you need. Yeah. I don't think they care why you're growing up and trying to leapfrog somebody else. No, I think they know what you need and what it's going to cost. But no, they don't care.
Yeah, that's not I mean, I know from the Steelers' perspective that they actually stopped doing internal mock drafts not that long ago, where they just said we didn't really have anything to gain from it. We had to make our own board and see which players we wanted to have.
Yeah.
And we weren't worried at all who anybody else was going to take. We would just stay true to the board. Somebody takes our player who was next. Well, we go for the next one down. It's out of our control. Worrying about it is a it's just a waste of energy, really.
It is. I got a good one from Bark Z that's pretty good, DK. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He goes, hey, Mo, when do they pull the trigger on the next franchise quarterback after these bridges? And will they pile draft picks together in order to move up to grab a tier one quarterback?
You think it could happen this year?
Let me just cautionary tale. Chicago thought Justin Fields was that dude. New England thought Mac Jones was that dude. I mean, you're probably more likely to fail as picking the next quarterback as far as moving up and giving up a lot of draft stock as opposed Zach to picking Wilson. The right dude. Zach Wilson was that dude. Trey Lance was that dude, too. So it's not a sure fit. My thing is, a lot of people have made game manager a bad term. In all actuality, it's not. You need to be able to manage a game, but the ones that separate themselves are the ones that also make plays, too. So you need to find somebody that's got a happy balance of making plays for you, having the team to let them grow, and also just being a manager. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad turn, man. Right now, you'd love to have a game manager inside that locker room over there at 3400 South Water Street.
Oh, sure, especially with a new coordinator. Jeff Rossi says, hey, Moan, is there a chance that Mason comes back, takes the starting position, Kenny slots behind him, and they cut Russ Snowman?
Nah, Jeff Rossi, I didn't mean to cut off your answer, Jeff.
I remember, I've been saying this all along. This was always going to take two for Mason to be here. You know, the fact that they never even had any, you know, real discussions about money is whatever it is. Okay.
Right.
But the moment you set up a scenario where you say, hey, here's this guy who's been in the Pro Bowl 9 times, won a Super Bowl and everything else. He's coming in, and the other one is a recent first-round pick.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
He's not going to sign to be somebody's three again.
Jim made a better comparison for me. I'd much rather say this one. Jim McCarley said, Russ is more like Carlton Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I don't get that reference at all.
Yeah, for the ones that watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that is spot on. He's Carlton Banks, and Carlton has some very cool moments, man. So yeah, respect to that correlation right there.
Yeah, Kanan asked the same thing. Wants to know if they could still sign Mason. I mean, theoretically, anything can happen, but
yeah,
I think they would have to come in with a ridiculous amount of pay, in order to offset whatever else. Because I don't think I've said this all along. I never thought Mason was going to get some great big ransom.
Right.
Around the NFL. You've said that too. It's still 3 regular season games and 1 playoff game. Okay.
Yeah.
But if the Steelers were to treat that situation differently and offer him starter level pay, because how much are they spending again on quarterbacks?
$6 million total.
Okay. They certainly have room in the quarterback budget. But again, you'd have to, wow, what a sell job that would be. Could you imagine?
Yeah. I got a good one that's just a personal question right here, man, from Danny. Danny goes, hey, Mo, were you excited that we signed Russ? Or did you have some level of disappointment? Not disappointed. I'll be real with you. I was just shocked it actually happened because I believed and drank the juice of Kenny's our dude. Right? That was my – I was just – like, oh, it actually happened.
I have other juice, though, for you to drink here.
Let me sip a little bit because I'm into that.
All right. This is – I don't have an answer here, but you might. You have seen how your head coach gets starry-eyed. Okay. You know what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
I mentioned this in a podcast this morning, and I got, what are you talking about, Tomlin? Da, 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 da. But you have seen him when he talks to opposing players, star guys, even in college settings,
he's
a fan pro of days.
Yeah, huh? He's a fan because of guys.
He's a fan of guys. He is a fan of football above and beyond. You said that yourself. Football junkie is the term you've used.
It is.
Okay?
Yep.
That is a really cool trait that he has because it is so real. It's not forced or phony, right? No. I want you to be the fly in the wall when Mike Tomlin's sitting there with Arthur Smith, Omar Khan, and Russell Wilson walks into the room, and you tell me what your old head coach does.
He gets up, smiles, shakes his hand.
He gets up and smiles. He is all into it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's into it. He is.
He is that guy. Remember the little wink from Aaron Rodgers and
He plays a game.
Scenes, the what was the guy's name from the Washington Commanders, a defensive end?
Chase Young.
Chase Young, and he went out on the field during the game.
Yeah.
Told him how much he loved him and everything. And I'm sure he meant it. It's not, it's also not tampering either. He's just that much of a fan. And I could see him in this setting going, you know what? I used to have a star quarterback. Things were good back then.
Yeah.
And I know who you are.
I could see that being the case too, because it's a situation to me. I wonder to that same point, DK, of being a fan and understanding players. Did you vet him? Did you vet Sean Payton? Did you vet the ownership in Denver? Because they were all at the combine, right? They were all there.
Good point.
It comes down to having that conversation into what or how a player is and the whys, right?
Give me some behind the scenes stuff. Help me out here.
The only thing that covers up Russ to me is Jerry Jeudy's gone because Sean Payton and his staff say they wanted to get their second rounder from this past year more involved in the offense. They just lost their center to the Titans in free agency, right? Cortland Sutton gone also. So I don't know. Russ being booted out of Denver is a big Sean Payton, this is my squad type of, regime. So I'm giving some grace there as far as Russ is concerned with his locker room presence and if they vetted him in Indy. I don't know if they did. I would hope they did, DK. But at $1.2 million, what do you have to lose? And if Kenny isn't guy,
it's no risk. The whole thing is no risk other than the impact of since I'll mention him first, since he's in the fold, you're burying Kenny. And B, you just chased out the guy who carried you into the playoffs.
Who started the process of burying Kenny. Say it like that. Okay.
He did too. Yeah. He did. That's absolutely fair. I'm gonna take care of some business here, Mona.
Megas. We've been going.
Yeah. Hyde and Daddy just became a member here. We appreciate that. We welcome you. Kindle, Cats, B, and Gold. That's quite the moniker.
Mm-hmm.
Just became a member here. We have some people contributing gift memberships. Lots of them today. Andrew Stafford comes in with 10. I have up here, Jen comes in with 20. She said she's sad, but she hopes that the memberships pick people up. Papa Ray comes in with 20. You'll never guess who came in with 20 as well.
She changed her profile picture. Okay. I see you, Rochelle.
And I went right past Cybok here, who came in with 5 as well. We have some people who have contributions too attached to their remarks. Ben says, unfortunately, the formula for winning the Super Bowl seems to be horrible. Get a top 5 to 10 pick that hits on a franchise QB, then build around them. Drafting in the 20s every year stops at.
I agree with him.
I got data.
Go ahead. Go with your data.
It's not favorable to this. It's just not.
So where do you find your quarterback in? Brock
Purdy. Everyone sees a Joe Burrow and they think that's it. That's the only way to do it.
He's the only one. Ask yourself
where did Patrick Mahomes get drafted? Where did 11? Tom Brady get drafted?
Sixth
round.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sixth round. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, 31 to 32.
Lamar floated around for a while.
Josh Allen still figuring it out. Jalen Hurts, too.
Yeah, you have a lot of the ones that are up there, and the hit rate is low. Okay, so it's not automatic. You don't just get up there or trade up there and say, aha, this is it. We did it. It's magic. Yeah. And then you end up with Daniel Jones and you have no idea how the hell you did.
And they want, and he also met with them. So that all the imagine Daniel Jones going back in there. So you didn't get him, huh? Now you need me. But Ben, I somewhat agree with you, just to your point.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
But that's the thing. Evaluation of the quarterback goes further than just him. It's about how much you can also support him. I will not get away from that right now. When they get good, I will say this. He's supposed to win half the games by himself, and the team carries the rest.
You say that all the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I lying? Look at the ones that are good.
Nope, that's it. That's it. That's why the ones who win and win your biggest games get all kinds of credit for it. Working out with Parkinson's contributes $5 and says, I don't see a problem with Kenny Pickett sitting behind Russ and learning. Okay, so when the reporter from Erie goes up to Kenny after Russ's first game and says, hey, Kenny, did you learn anything from watching Russ out there? What's his one-word answer?
No.
This you might as well just forget Kenny. Just as much as you've forgotten, if you have, Mason since last night. You might as well forget Kenny too. This is an over and done thing here. Brian says Seattle was offered a king's ransom for Wilson by Denver after they missed out on Aaron Rodgers. That's why they hired Nate Hackett, and Sean Payton didn't want him from the start. Russ has a Walter Payton. Okay, listen, dude, you can do whatever you want with this. Okay, they still took $110 million cap hit for him to go away, and he still has been trashed in public on the record by his teammates for years. So you can do whatever you want with, but we got him now. We have to all pretend we're happy. Moan, when we talked about Russ Wilson before, what was the reaction on here predominantly?
Some of them didn't really want him, really. Yeah. It's just like, we got our guy. We want Mason.
There was a ton of that. There wasn't. Wow. Yeah. Absolutely. There were some. Not like this. So what happens is Steelers go and get him, and it's like, oh, so this is okay. Well, yeah, this is what we're supposed to be going along with. All right, cool. We're going to do that now.
Yeah, and real quick too, just to follow up of working out with Parkinson's. This is also where I said he said he ain't got a problem with Kenny sitting behind Russ. But here's the thing: it'd be different if he was just like a young guy, fresh into the league, but he's actually already played. They pledged their allegiance to him this offseason. They've done all those things, and Kenny can't get better if he doesn't play. That's the issue that you're also running into.
That's that whole minor league thing. Where is he going to go?
Where is he going to go? Respect. You know,
second team reps in Latrobe.
Yeah.
Can he get better doing second team reps? Sure. Mason got better doing third team reps.
Yeah.
You know, but you're not going to be able to say no.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody asks if you're learning from whatever's happening on the field here.
Yeah. Kanan comes in with a strong comment about him. And it's okay to feel that way too. Just to read that, I said Mason isn't getting a chance, and that really ticks him off. There's literally was nothing more he could have done, and yet we signed. He called Russ a bum. And he is not what he used to be. That's yet to be determined. That's where I will move forward with. We'll see what Russ does. We'll see what comes out of the South side. And more importantly, we'll see how Kenny reacts.
Yeah, that's one thing. I mean, the one thing that I have heard today, and again, I spent a pretty big chunk of my day traveling, so everything was by text. The one thing that I had heard today is that the Steelers do intend to make clear to Russell Wilson, and have, I should say that. I mean, they met a lot over these past few days, that it is going to be a competition. They're swearing by that. I wouldn't believe that any farther than I could throw it, okay? Like, I didn't believe the Mason and Kenny thing was going to be a fair competition, so I don't believe this one either, but it's in the other direction. They're not – I picture Russell Wilson sitting there and saying yes to signing a contract if they don't tell him he's going to be the starter.
I'm about to put all laughing emojis in the comment from what you just said.
No, but it's true. That, I mean, can you imagine – He had, I guess it was Patriots and somebody else lined up, right, for other visits?
It was the Giants, I think. It was
Giants.
Do you
think he's going to stop and sign a contract?
No. But the fact that it happened over the weekend that fast, the mutual, I guess, love that they have for one another as far as the Steelers, as far as Russ went, though, because he had options, I think played out pretty well for Russ and the Steelers, man. They had a mutual love affair with what they were planning to do this year, man. I wonder what was that conversation that made him say, yeah, I don't want to go anywhere else, and let me take this 1.2. What I'm saying is this.
That wasn't the money.
Let me conspiracy theory this, okay? There was a promise that you'll be given a fair shot. Had to have been to Russ.
What's a fair shot with a wink?
A fair shot is we got crazy weapons here, probably way better than the Giants do. You go to Atlanta, they're way younger than we are. We're setting up a line as far as your protection goes. We got a new offensive coordinator. You can grow with him. You're going to have a shot here. And if we're comparing the two, Kenny and Russ, who do you think crumbles first?
I don't know if somebody has to crumble. I think there has to be a recognition of what certain flaws are within the system that you just hired a coordinator to put together. You know, I don't know. I don't think of Kenny as a crumbler. I think he's got a lot of shortcomings as a quarterback, but this is a tough dude. Okay. We never said a negative syllable about his toughness or his confidence. Oh my God. You want to talk about a confident young man.
Yeah.
He's got to figure some stuff out. But if anybody thinks that there's anything Kenny could do in a preseason setting, you know, or a training camp setting to beat out Russell Wilson, no, that's not going to happen on name alone.
I'm with Gerard right here. You're QB1. Don't tell Kenny, LOL. That was probably the promise, man.
That was probably it.
I do think Latrobe will separate a lot, okay? I do. But the fact that we've seen – Kenny up against other guys in this same context, and it hadn't gone his way for the most part, or either the health standpoint of him staying on the field, that's somewhat problematic, DK.
I'm looking at, I thought I saw something here. Adam, dude, let me put this up here. It's not negative or positive. I don't even think like that.
I think it was negative.
It just is whatever it is in my head, okay? It's not a matter of, well, the Steelers made their decision, so all right, everybody, let's all just get together and kumbaya over it. Now it's over and done. There's nothing else we can say. I don't do that, man. Right. I said what I said about Russell Wilson last week. Why would they be different today? What happened? How many games did he play, you know?
Yeah.
Why would it be different?
The saving grace that Russ has is this ain't Denver, this ain't Seattle, this ain't Atlanta, this ain't no major city where – he got other outside distractions. Here in Pittsburgh, it's straight ball. That's what you get.
I'm not sure if this means anything, Moen, or not. Judo says the Broncos running backs had 5 rushing touchdowns all season, no running game. I'm not sure what kind of statement that's supposed to imply regarding Wilson. Is there anything there, Moan?
I mean, the thing that I liked about him is Javonte Williams is a really good running back. I think they had another running back that went down earlier in the season. They have a running game, but that's the thing about him. Russ is a pass-centric quarterback. They probably get to the tight red zone and choose to throw the ball in. And that's the other thing, too. The best Russell Wilson had beast mode with him.
And beast mode, yeah. And they still didn't hand off. That wasn't on him. That's on Pete Carroll.
Did Denver fire their offensive coordinator?
I don't know.
I think they did. They just got a new one in. So, I mean, a lot goes into supporting. Again, to that point that was just made a second ago, most quarterbacks are game managers. That means their supporting cast also having to support them.
There's talking. Ryan Lytle asks about the center. This Michael Morris obviously signed with Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Do you think money was the only factor in Morris going to Jacksonville, or do you think the team fit there might have played a part? You see the Jaguars quite a bit.
Yeah, Mitch Morris is an older player in this league. What did he get? I think like 10 a year or something like that.
I was up there somewhere.
I think he ended up getting something like that. It would have been a short-term situation for him, and he probably did capitalize on more money in a situation like that. Mitch would be 32 this year. They probably wanted to do a 1 year. I think he ended up doing a 2 year deal or something like that. When it boils down to a guy like Mitch Morse, man, again, I think this is a situation to where you got to build over time. They ended up giving him 2 year, 10.5 with $7 million in guarantees. One for seven for a guy as young as this group is and where you are. I think James Daniels there to stay. I think the young tackles are fine, and they may end up getting another young tackle in this draft, depending on what they do in free agency. So it made no sense to commit to Mitch for that long of a time for that amount of money in my mind. But I also like Mitch Morse, too. What are you laughing at, DK?
I guess this guy wants to know. Mike Jones wants to know. He says, I just seen the offensive line and Ben on WWE back in the day. Were you signed yet at that point?
I was, and I was a young guy that didn't get to go on a trip.
Where's the violin? Where is it? I got mine.
I
didn't bring it.
I got mine. Okay, this is me playing a tiny violin for myself, okay?
This is so sad.
That's me playing the tiny. What I say about that is this. I come up in the era that you had to earn to be able to go on those types of trips and stuff. Again, when we're talking about building up for success, a lot of stuff is handed out these days. And that's old man yelling at the sky right there, okay, what I just said. But, no, I ain't make that trip, though.
Oh, man. That would have been some pretty good stuff there.
That would have been some. Yeah, no, you had to earn that type of trip right there.
Uh-huh. We can take a couple more today here. I'm looking here for here Justin from right here in Ottawa says, hey, Moan, do you think that Russ gets handed the starting job even if Kenny outplays him in camp? And I don't know what would constitute outplaying him in camp or preseason or whatever. They'd have to be looking for things that – Yeah, but at the same time, okay, here, I'll help Justin out.
Go ahead.
Okay. Remember when Mason had the happy feet? Okay. And then they were all of a sudden, 1 year, he shows up to camp and they were gone. Okay. That was to his credit. Let's say Kenny does the same thing. Let's say that Kenny stops doing that thing where he spins out to the left, whatever else. Let's just say that it's gone from his repertoire. That would count a lot more to you than any preseason game, wouldn't it?
It would, 100%.
That's the kind of stuff you're looking for.
It is. So here's another thing, too. I will say, if Kenny outplays Russ, that ain't the end of the competition. He got to go win games and actually show that growth to DK throughout the course of the season to keep him off. And I want to put Jason's comment up here, too. Does Kenny see it as disrespect or a way to perfect his craft? He is still young. Learn from a vet, then go get your back. Patience is key. I agree with you. But this ain't the same NFL as it once was. We've seen about four first-rounders in the last 2 years get shipped off or oversigned. Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets, right? Trey Lance gets shipped out. Mac Jones just was recently traded. Right now, Justin Fields is about to get traded before the draft. Yes. So your point is really good. He should find it very disrespectful. And I think somebody else a second ago, I think it was Dana that said also, Kenny is built different and he'll take this on for his sake. He needs to. He does. Everybody gets disrespected in professional sports. Like, even Steph Curry, I'm sure, had to prove himself. Like, all these dudes, it ain't just a one-sport thing. This is across all professional worlds, and you cannot take it personal. And I know we as fans and people that covers this stuff think it's that way, but it shouldn't.
Oh, all the layers to this, huh?
Business. Will said.
Massive, massive ripple effect to this, including a lot of stuff that obviously wasn't expected. No.
I didn't expect it. No, I did not think it would be real with Russ signing to Pittsburgh. And it's probably best for me that I don't run the franchise. But I had a buddy of mine say this earlier. Signing a franchise quarterback that's been to the Super Bowl and won it with that many Pro Bowl is a coach's dream for $1.2 million.
You also got to make sure that you're spending the money that you're not spending on quarterbacks in some really high-quality, aggressive pursuits. And when I say that, I don't mean loading up on multiple inside linebackers. I mean,
that's so true. You know,
go get yourself a star, okay? Don't worry about what people complain of when they say the defense is so grossly overpaid. The defense has to be overpaid because they're not paying anybody on the offensive side of the ball. They're not even paying a quarterback. Okay, so they're the ones that have to turn this into something positive. You know?
Real quick, that to me is more of a problem than anything.
What do you mean?
That one position you said they're not spending on and will not be spending on for the next few years. If they're not loading up, and I'll even say this, in this first wave of free agency, grabbing one of those guys.
High LB.
Or a high LB, high D tackle, high corner, high somewhere. Center. You just made a great point.
I don't know that there's a center they could pay.
No,
that
I'm just saying in general, wherever the position is, the fact that you're not paying a quarterback, you should be more aggressive.
You got to use it. Yeah. And not only that, but they don't have a future commitment to quarterback.
There's no money in the tackles. They don't.
We'll put it this way. If the Steelers decide to do with Russell Wilson what his last two employers did, meaning to just get rid of him and hope somebody else will take him off their hands, the Steelers would only be paying $1 million instead of $110.
They can cut him and not worry about it.
That would be no worries at all. We'll be right back. Oh, did you see 1,100 in here live right now?
I think we hit over 12 live. We hit over 12 live.
I never look at that number for some reason. I just happened to glance up, and I see an 1,153. The only reason I looked up was because somebody was complaining that the likes were really low by comparison.
Yeah, we got Pittsburgh right now. We got 412, 414. We just hit 414.
Yeah, but that means there's 700 people that were like, nah.
Just sitting here saying, nah, that ain't okay. You right. That ain't okay at all, DK. I didn't think that point was going to be made about the lack of money at the quarterback being spent out and the fact that
it's coming,
but it needs to be played out at other prime positions. I'm on this, get a big D tackle. I saw Christian Wilkinson just went to Vegas. DJ Reader's a guy. Leonard Williams, another guy. There's other dudes out there, DK. When we're talking about how you compete, you stack and build at those types of positions. Useless knowledge, Jack. Same on Will. A grudge be held because of the friendship the offense had? No.
Yeah, you know Sergio has something similar. No. He says the online because of the bond that those guys formed. Why is that, Bowen?
The sport conditions you to see a player one day and they be gone the next. It sucks, but we'll always be friends and that type of stuff right there. But no, it don't That don't change. They don't make anybody salty at all.
That's a cool thing. Today, Marquise Pouncey, of course, had something up on his Instagram of a picture of him and Minka Fitzpatrick.
Ow.
And Alejandro Villanueva and Mason, the four of them having a great time down in Florida. Those guys aren't worried about who's wearing what laundry. are they, Moan?
I want to play for the Ravens. Okay. All right. Like, nah, nobody cares about that. I see y'all keep saying we got a punter. That's your day one commitment right there. Good old punter, baby.
That's it.
A field That's flipper.
That's it. That's what everybody had. That's what everybody had chalked up. That was going to be the discussion point for us today. The last one, our last question for the day here, Vic comes in with a contribution, and he says, who said the Steelers still won't go after Justin Fields for the future? They're not doing that.
And also to my guy questioned earlier about letting Kenny sit and learn behind Russ, there comes the financial commitment. Also, Kenny's coming up next year on this fifth-year option.
He has to play.
He got to play. And the same thing goes for Justin Fields, too. A financial commitment comes with those types of moves.
Mm-hmm. Judo does jump in with a contribution late. Imagine Najee Harris not rushing for a touchdown until week 12. That's exactly what happened in Denver with Javonte. Russ was not a problem last year, and he's not. Which I still don't see what Russell Wilson has to do with that.
See, my thing is you also got a coordinator that loves to pound the rock. So the run game, Judo, ain't your – that won't be your issue right there. It will be, can either one of your quarterbacks under contract right now run an offense efficiently? That's going to be the biggest questions.
Yeah, Nick says punters are people too. This is true. Punters are actually some pretty cool people. They're funny. And it's not just Pat McAfee. There's a long list of them.
They are. They just bet not shank punts, okay?
Then you're not funny.
You're not
charming. You're not going to be a guest on anybody's show or any of that stuff, right?
You're not a football player. Then you're a bleeping kicker. That's all we're going to call you.
Oh, man. Well, I'm up here in Ottawa to cover Penguins versus Senators tomorrow. But on my end, I'm fine for a show, Moan. You're good?
I think I am, too. Yeah, it's busy. Okay, busy NFL season. We're here tomorrow, y'all. By the way, real quick, too, I saw a lot of good comments. Me crossing over with Moats right there, too, this past weekend.
Yeah, a bunch of them, actually.
Yeah, appreciate y'all checking it out. And I text him during this show. I'm like, hey, man. How does Deke see what I'm saying? Because he asked me about the quarterback, and I've heard he's been really strong on Kenny. Not to be like aha moment, but I told him when we crossed over last week, I was like, if they sign Russ, you'll see what I mean by saying watch what they do. And I took that from you, DK, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little cross promo right there real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Whoo! Yeah.
I got that line from somebody else. I don't want to take credit for it.
No, we're taking it now. It's ours. That belongs to DK Pittsburgh Sports. Yeah, no. Why would I already gave you credit, DK? You stop giving it to somebody else, man.
I always do that. I try to remember where I heard it from.
No, unless they can put it into an AI chat GPT or something. No, man. Stop giving credit, dog. We wrong all the time. Not really.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see everybody. We'll see everybody tomorrow, all right?
See y'all, good people, man, tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.